Here we are. It's a wonderful day, and it's a day that we make for ourselves because we enjoy making days for ourselves. We enjoy having things for ourselves and doing things for ourselves because that's what makes life also so wonderful and so joyous, you know. What do you want out of life? Well, if you want people to love you, you go around saying, they love me, they love me, they love me, they love me. Don't you say that? Yeah. You go around saying, they love me, they love me. And nothing happens. When you go around saying, I like me, when you go around saying, I like me, everything is in divine order, then everybody loves me. But if you don't say, I like me, nobody in the world can like you. Because you have a big barrier up there that says, don't like me. I'm not likable, you know. Thank you, Heinz. And when you sit down to realize that you are likable, that you are a wonderful, likable person, then the whole world likes you. Now, we've been having an interesting situation here on campus. We have been having some young men who like to ride their go-karts and their four-wheelers and their dune buggies and stuff on our property. And we thoroughly enjoy having them do it. Because whenever they do it, what are they doing? They're messing up our path. They're doing this and they're doing that and they're doing this and they're doing that. And then I thought to myself, well, we're creating that, and we must really like that. So then I thought of the horse whisperer. The horse whisperer, or a dog trainer, is a person who talks gently to their animal and says, come, sit, sit, sit. Rex, come over here. Now sit. Sit. That's a good boy. Sit. And is persistent. Sit. And the dog is persistent when you do it. Here in this family, whenever Rex does something improper, everybody chases after him and makes a game out of him. And he thinks it's a game. He thinks it's a game to steal the napkins from the table. He thinks it's a game to do these things. And it is. Because we make it that. Whereas if you just be disciplined adults, disciplined parents, we just stop, we'd say, now Rex, come here. Rex, stop. Rex, sit. Now, that's a no-no. Now just stay here for a while. He would stay, and he would remain. Now, I was on the path with Rex, and sometimes he doesn't come when he should. Because I think he might not come when he should. Because I think he's out having a ball, chasing around, doing things. Well, Rex is a reflection of my mind. And so if my mind thinks that he's out having a ball, he's out having a ball. So if we are thinking that these dune buggies are riding on our property and messing up our trails, we think that's wonderful. We'd like to chase them. And I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful to put a wire up across where they come through our fence where it had fallen down, and put a wire up there and say, no trespassing. And so the young people would come with their dune buggies and they would come zipping through there and they'd slice them in half. The wire would cut them right in two. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Boy, they would never do that again, would they? And they wouldn't be around to do that again. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't that be wonderful?
No.
No. We don't go after violence with violence. We go after violence, if violence it is indeed, with peace, with love. Now, we know that. I'm going to play something for you this morning. It came in the mail. It's the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, which was ordered, and it's quite pleasant. And in there was one thing, a statement that was made, and I thought it's very, very nice. There's an innkeeper, and the innkeeper had an inn by the side of the road. And people stopped by the side of the road at night and had a glass of ale and stayed overnight there, and then they went out in the morning or whatever. And so the innkeeper was at the bar with several guests, and a farmer came in the door. And he was dressed like a farmer, of course. And he said he'd like to have a room for the night. And the innkeeper looked at him and says, I don't want you in here. We have no rooms for you. And sent the man on his way. Well, just as soon as they sent the man on his way, one of the patrons said to the innkeeper, do you know who that man is? And the innkeeper said, no. And they were talking for a good 10, 20 minutes. He said, do you know who he was? No. That's Jefferson, the Vice President of the United States. The Vice President of the United States? Oh, my God. So he sent his servant out to get the president, the Vice President back, to come back to the inn. And the Vice President was surprised. He said, why are you coming after me? He said, well, the innkeeper didn't recognize that you were the Vice President. Won't you please come back? And the Vice President said, no, thank you. If you don't have room for a farmer, you don't have room for the Vice President. Now, you see, this is how we are. We look at the world and we judge it by the appearances. And what do we see? We only see the anger and unhappiness and the mistrust in our own hearts. When we can look at the world in a joyful, wonderful voice and see everything peace, and see these young people who want to ride their dune buggies having all sorts of places to ride them. But this ground we surround with our pure white light of love, and we know this ground is a ground of peace and harmony and joy. It's a healing ground. And every person who comes on this ground feels the sensation of healing. And if you don't believe that, you don't belong here. People come onto this grounds, guests of ours, often, and they say, oh, I feel so nice here. I feel so good here. I feel so peaceful here. I feel such a healing presence. And of course, it is there. But if we who live here don't feel that healing presence, then the glow is gone. The marriage is over. We better go find another wife or another husband someplace, you know. But if we know this is a healing presence here, if we know this is a healing place, then like to Rex, we'll just say, Rex, come. Come. Good boy. Yes, sir. Come, Rex. And the more gentle we speak it, the more wonderful he takes it. And the more wonderful he loves it. And the more strident we are, the more tough we are, the more he wonders, come on over here. The more he wonders, just what's going on here, you know? Because Rex is pure love. And the horse whisperer whispers to the horses in pure love. But you see, the story of the horse whisperer that we saw the movie of and was so pleasing about, that horse whisperer knew how to whisper to horses. But he violated his own ethics. And when he violated his ethics, he ended up being killed by a horse. Because you cannot have two masters. You can only have one. Right? Yes. Just one. And that's the one we serve. Think on these things. It's kind of interesting. And as I was walking up the path with Rex, I said, I was thinking of Dorothea. And I said, Dorothea, I love you. I love you. I said, Dorothea, I don't love you. I said, Dorothea, I love me. Therefore, I love everybody, you and everybody. But I don't love you. I don't love the dog. I don't love this, that. I love everything. I love everything. And that's why my life is so filled with joy and peace and harmony and good stuff. So, take that message and run with it. Dorothy, I don't love you any less. But I love me a lot more. Have a wonderful day. And know I love you. I love you. I love you.
Love you. Love you.